When you put the word of God in your heart, that is Jesus. I'm going to say it again. When you put the word of God in your heart, what are you doing? Building Jesus in there. The one that defeated the devil and all of his cohorts and works of darkness. You are building, growing. When you put food in your mouth, what are you doing to your body? If you had eggs yesterday morning, will it hurt you to put some more eggs in the morning? When you put the word in your spirit, you are building something. Your spirit man feeds on the word. Hello, somebody. I say your spirit man feeds and grows on the word. Jesus is the living word. Hallelujah. When we confess who we are in him and what he has done for us in Christ, and this is what we have a right to, the power of God is released in that confession of faith. It stopped what the enemy is doing and bring into reality what we just have said from our hearts. When you release those words from your heart, they go to work just like that. You can't see them working. No more can you see a seed when you put them in the ground. But if you wait long enough, you're going to see it pop up out of the ground. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because his word is in our hearts in abundance. And the word always works in the name of Jesus. When we come to know this by revelation, this is now the victorious life we live and enjoy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So Proverbs 4 and 22 tells us, it says again, 23, keep your heart with all diligence, so that we do not let the heart get overcharged. We have to, Proverbs 4 and 20 said, my son, do what? Attend to my word. Incline thy ear to my saying. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life to those that find them and health to all thine heart. And we keep our heart with all diligence so our hearts don't get overcharged with something that do not belong there. Listen to what Luke 21:34 said. Can y'all get that up there? Luke 21:34. Luke 21:34. Hello? I'm telling y'all some stout stuff. I don't know if you hear it. This is how you keep the enemy out of your camp. I remember while they're putting it up there, I remember when I was in Vietnam, and isn't that something? I'm talking about Vietnam. But anyway, when I was in Vietnam, they came to me, tried to get me to do something I was not assigned to do, nor was my time to do it. And that same night, they tried to get me to go and pull guard on this particular bunker that it was not my time to do, nor was I assigned to do it that night. The same night. And I refused to do it because that's not my time. It's not my time to do it. That same night, the enemy attacked the LZ, the camp everywhere it was, that we was staying on, and this is what we, I was a representative for my company, and this is where we sent all the supplies out to our, out to the different company that we represent. And I was a representative of Bravo Company. And this same night we that the enemy attacked that LZ, that camp area, and the same bunker they tried to get me to hold poor God on, they killed them guys on that bunker. And why am I telling you this? The enemy will attack you. Hello? And he is a killer. And what I'm telling you is you got to guard your heart and guard your life. Because, listen now what I'm saying. Because the word makes it real plain. Death and life is where? In the power of the tongue. That's why I don't speak a word loosely. If I throw one out there and I recognize it ain't right, I'm getting that back. I cancel that. No. And I don't know what those guys were doing, but they got killed at night. I supposed to been on the bunker, but according to them. And anyway, and they let the enemy get inside the camp, but we finally got them out of there though. Because there was some breakdown somewhere. You have to guard your life with the words that come out of your mouth. Y'all better hear me. We're living in days where people are full of the devil and they'll do anything. Are you hearing me? And we just can't sit around, go through life. We got to know that we are secure. We don't have to live in fear. We don't have to be afraid, but we need to be prepared. Hello? Hallelujah. So you can't allow your heart to be overcharged. I'm taking time to say this. So don't allow your heart to get overcharged with stuff. Have you found Luke 34? Let's read that together now. And he said, do what? Take heed to yourself. Lest at any time, how many times? Any time. At what time? Any time, what happened? Your heart be what? Overcharged with what? Suffering, and what else? Drunkenness. Have you ever seen a drunk man operate? He don't operate too smooth, does he? He's not too smooth in his operation, not too smooth in what he does. He's just, see, you don't want to be drunk when it comes to the word. You want to be sober. A drunk man say anything, he'll call something what it's not. You get him, you invite him to your table, and he might call peaches tomatoes, and tomatoes greens, and onions and squash. Why? Because he's not sober. And see, you don't want your heart to be like that, that you just talk any kind of way. You need to be sober and know what you're saying, because what you're saying is words that would affect your life. And so he said, suffering, drunkenness, cares of this life, and what? So that the day come, now watch it, upon you unaware, and you say, how in the world I get in all this? Because you didn't watch what you said. You were drunk with garbage talk. You're garbage with laziness, drunk with this, and you didn't watch what come out of your mouth. And you laughed about it, thought it was fun, but this stuff done come upon you now.